You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 55 of Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast, proudly sponsored by our friends at GPM Group. New sponsors, I don't know what we've done to upset Bridge Barker, that's probably your fault. They are specialist fire door manufacturer, GPM Group, so a big thank you to them for their support. As ever, I'm joined by Cookie.
Hello.
Matt.
Afternoon.
What have we got coming up on this week's show?
Let's start with a review of the recent away win to Chesterfield.
Yep, also you managed to catch up with Neil after the Chesterfield game.
The brand new feature, of course, the Academy Under-23 Team of the Week.
We've got a squad update, including involving Corey Henry.
We've got a couple of interviews, or three interviews actually, from first team players.
And then we preview Dorking.
Indeed, and we hear from somebody at their end as well.
Fantastic. Obviously, FA Trophy Week. Bit of a distraction from league, I guess.
Yeah. Let's look to get the campaign underway. It's a tie away to Dorking Wanderers, currently sitting just in the playoff places in the Conference South. Had a fantastic run and an incredible rise over the past, 11 seasons, coming from, step 7 or 8 of non-league football.
Well, it was a Sunday Park League initially, yeah. Wasn't it? You know, you look 10, 15 years ago where they were playing, and it was in a park. It was a Sunday League team, and for them to now be where they are just shows...
Definitely
really?
Going to be an interesting one. They play on 3G as well.
Yeah,
they've got a new ground. Is it part of the Surrey FA and stuff? Yeah.
They built their new ground in the middle of the town at Dorking. It's a fantastic place. And they previously ground shared before that for a little bit, didn't they? Because their old ground was deemed not to be good enough from their rise. And here they are, fantastic new ground, and it's in the middle of the town.
Yeah, brilliant. As Matt referred to, we managed to catch up with someone at Dorking to give us a bit of a lowdown on their own club, which is always nice to hear. We'll come on to that later. But first of all, I suppose we're going to start with our trip to Chesterfield last week, Matt.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people who tuned into the commentary will be fully aware that the match was not very good until around the 75th minute. And by not very good, it wasn't great at all, unfortunately, from our perspective anyway. We didn't really have any shots on target. But, you know, the character and belief in this team is quite something. And that's something that Neil just, it rubs off on the players. Neil's got that about him and it just rubs off, and it really has done on this group. We were able to turn it round with 13, 14 minutes left and actually win the game from being 1-0 down in a difficult place at a club who are fighting for their lives down there. So it's never going to be easy, but full credit to the team for turning it around in that short space of time.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose sort of off the record, behind the scenes, as it were, obviously the players had their Christmas night out planned, didn't they, that evening?
They did, yeah.
And I must
admit,
towards the end of the first half, I was thinking... I'm pretty sure Neil's gonna end up somehow ruining their night if this carries on in the second half. But it's a really strange place, Chesterfield. I mean, it was one of those where even when they had the lead, you just sensed if we got one, you knew what would happen. Like the whole place would sort of just capitulate, because there was moans and groans even when they were 1-0 up. Matt, it was a very, very sort of not very content home fans whatsoever.
I think the home fans have seen it several times this season, haven't they, where they've gone 1-0 up and ended up losing. So I think for a few of them, it was expected for them to fall to defeat or get a draw. But tempers, or it hasn't been great there. And obviously tempers easily flared up when Bromley got the equaliser.
Yeah, and like you say, it's not really been a very good season for them at all. They struggled last year. John Sheridan came in and just about steadied the ship and steered them to safety, but it's just not working this year, is it? I think they're third from bottom now. And like you say, Jeff, the fans are on their backs from sort of minute one, really, regardless of what the score is. You know, any mistakes that are made, even if they're winning the game, they're all over them. And that can't help, in fairness to them. But yeah, all that mattered for us in terms of getting up there was getting the 3 points. And then coming back afterwards, job done.
Yeah, and for those of you who weren't able to tune in, here's a quick recap of all the action.
by Chris Bush to clear the danger. That's a deep cross into the box towards Fondop at the back post, surely fouling Sam Wood there, and it's into the net. It's 1-0. Mike Fondop, really poor defending at the back post.
Such a soft goal to concede, Matt. Winfield's up, Holland's up, Bush is up, Bingham and Josh Rees left back.
Coulson delivers it in. It's flicked at goal.
Yes! Oh, get in there!
That is Bromley's first chance of the afternoon. What a header from Ben Williamson. What a delivery from Luke Coulson. And back from nothing, Bromley are now level.
Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. And it's going to be Bromley free kick. It's going to be Hoddart to send upfield. Sends it up on the angle. Cheek and Coulson are both there, playing 1-2 of each other. Cheek with possession now. Going to look to come forward. Tries to find Bush. Bush on this near side. He's going to try and get a cross in. Sends it to Coulson. Right foot, get in. Gets a cross in. Oh, sorry, it's a goal!
It's a goal!
Oh, it's not Chesterfield, Matt. It's in the back of the net. It's Chesterfield 1, Bromley 2, Matt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, football. Football, Matt. We said it, Matt. We said it. Liam Mash, we said it. 2-1. Oh, beautiful scenes behind the goal. The Bromley fans surge forwards. Apologies. We probably should give you a warning regarding the volume control on that one. It was an enjoyable turnaround, Matt.
It really, really was, yeah, and emotions run high, don't they? One of the more pleasant press boxes we've been in terms of that we weren't completely squashed or uncomfortable.
No, it wasn't. Even around, even home fans around you, etc., you know,
they weren't too bad,
no.
Mash was with us as well, obviously. Not sure if any of his little pearls of wisdom made it into that clip, but
we both predicted the same thing, and Ronan's in the office as well. He also predicted the same thing. We all went for the 2-1.
All 2-1s, which is great. Apart from me, I said 1-0. But do you know what? I'll take the win at the end of the day. Like you say, a great turnaround, obviously. A little bit of luck with the own goal. But then, as I said in the commentary, I think it's about time we had that bit of luck. And I know we got one at Sutton as well, but we've been very unlucky this season. I was just chatting to Neil, and you'll hear it in the interviews with Luke Coulson and Jack Holland later, how much bad luck we've had this season. Not only in terms of injuries and suspensions, but you look at the goal against Bristol Rovers, little decisions like that. And it was nice to just be on the receiving end of some good luck for a change.
100%. And another happy man was, of course, Neil Smith. And we managed to catch up with him after the game.
You know, perhaps not our best until midway through the second half, but what a recovery.
Look, I've said it since day one, the boys give their all. I was disappointed with the first half because we're 1-0 down with no real shots to save. It was a scrappy goal. I think we should have done better. We've looked at it. Certain aspects of it we've got to do better at. And, you know, so you're coming in with 1-0 down with a real frustration because there weren't many shots going in on target. We weren't under pressure in respect of they were putting in the ball. I thought it was a very even first half. I think everyone was sort of cancelling each other out. So at half time, we'd made a decision we were going to change the formation and get my players further up, give Cheeky a little bit more support with Willow. You know, say what you like, it worked in the end. And I thought we looked on the front foot, we looked a little bit sharper, we were playing balls in behind, we were getting down the side, and I think the goal was coming. I think when we got the goal, you know, no point coming here if you're not going to go and try and win. So we went for the second goal, didn't change anything, and you know, it's great cross finish, whatever you want to call it, from Coulson, but he put it in an area where he only needed the slightest of touches, so absolutely delighted.
He's got that in his locker, hasn't he, Coulson? Even one of his more quiet games, two pieces of magic, really, that turned the game on its head.
Yeah, as I say, I think first half, I think we just cancelled each other out, and it was only in the second half when I thought that Dave Winfield on, I thought, a fantastic debut, just to give us a little bit more up front, and I think it worked. You know, we looked like we could get him, we had a bit of pace about us, a bit of zip, and Coulson gave us that, you know, he got down the wing a couple of times and he, you know, he looked threatening, and then when he put the delivery in for both goals, you know, fantastic.
In terms of the defence as well, it was a physical battle or game, obviously, with the likes of Fondop and then Denton coming on at the end. They're a big side.
Yeah, Fondop's a good player, you know, Fondop scoring goals. We knew it was going to be hard. I thought our back, as I say, I thought our back four coped with it until the, you know, the one little scrappy goal in the box. So we knew what they were about. You know, John's a, you know, very good manager, isn't it? Very experienced guy. And you know, I think when they got the goal, I think there was a lift in the in the crowd, and it was up to us to try and, you know, negate that. And we did in the second half.
And it says something about the team, isn't it? Doesn't it? Even when it's not going our way for what, 80 minutes, and just the spirit has pulled us through today.
Yeah, no, you know, we were, you know, kicked in the stomach last week with a last minute goal, and for us to score in the dying minutes, you know, do you say like you're having, you know, your bit of luck? But there was no luck about that today. I thought especially second half, I thought we were on the front foot. I think we looked like we wanted to get the first one. If we got the first one, we go on and get the second one. But delighted for the boys, you know, and what a way to finish the weekend.
And for the fans who've made the journey as well.
Yeah, they're, you know, they say it all the time. They're brilliant, you know, and I think they sensed it. I think they got behind us. You get the second goal, and it's like we won the league. You know, it's a game. It's a, you know, you look at the surroundings of this place, and it's a magnificent club. And for us to come here and win, you know, I can't say any more about those players in that changing room.
Finally, we turn our attention to the FA Trophy next week as we visit Dorking Wanderers.
Yeah, it's a nice little break from the league. You know, it has been full on. It has been intense. We go to Dorking, who are doing well in the league. You know, obviously, don't know how they've got on today, but they're a good side. They've got some good players in there. And we'll see what we got come Tuesday, Monday, to see what we've got in terms of fitness wise and how people are. And we'll pick a team to go and, you know, have a good run in this FA Trophy.
Shout out to Matt there for conducting that interview underwater, by the sounds of it.
I've now resurfaced. I've now come up from the depths of the
ocean. I'm
not sure
why it does that when we do that. Very strange. Where are we going now? Oh, apologies. You're moving away from first team affairs briefly.
Academy and under 23 team of the week, I should say. Congratulations to all of the above. Cameron in goal, defence, Aaron, Danny, Callum and Teddy. In midfield, Amir, Nico and Ollie. Up front, Aziz, Fode and Jacob. Also, congratulations to Sam Awatafe, who was the player of the week, and Jamel, who was the boss of the week. Well done to all of them. Really nice feature that we like to keep everybody updated on a weekly basis. And I know it means a lot to the players themselves who are selected in it. It's something that they see as a big achievement to get into. So nice for them to be spotted by their coaches, and congratulations to all of them.
Absolutely fantastic. Very good to touch you briefly back on the Chesterfield game. Everyone's managed to see the highlights. I hope they're enjoying the new format. We tried to sort of overlay the commentary, and we've John Plassard, director, has very kindly helped us invest in a second camera, and a shout out to Paddy, who's been helping us film that from behind the goal. Hopefully we'll have more of that at Dorking, Matt. Moving back to first team affairs, we always like to catch up with the players during the week, and we've managed to catch up with three of them this week.
Indeed.
Who are we starting with, Matt?
We're starting with Jack, obviously the skipper of the side and a club legend. Been here for many, many years, and it's just Mr. Bromley, really, when you look at that team. He's always great to catch up with. He's always got a few words of wisdom, and always is very philosophical of how he looks at things. And here's what he had to say on this occasion. Jack, back to winning ways last week, and it was a great result away to Chesterfield, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, another tough place to go. Past few years we've been there, and you know, I think a lot of people saw, you know, where they are in the league, and they thought, you know, probably easy win, and it's not the case. You know, they're fighting for their lives there, and we knew it was going to be a tough game, and to go 1-0 down, you know, I think it showed a lot of character for the boys to come out the second half and get the two goals and get a win.
It's been a testing season so far, hasn't it, despite being second in the league? Loads of injuries, loads of suspensions. Even you yourself have had a spell out injured.
Yeah, it's with the squad we have as well, you know, it's a very good squad, but I think, you know, it's a little bit thin at times with the injuries seem to all come at once. You know, a few suspensions here and there. But I think, you know, the depth we have got in the squad and the quality, I think, is the main thing. And anyone that steps in knowing that it makes the team even stronger. If not, you know, we don't really... there's not a certain player that will go out and then will be missed. It's almost like you want to stay in as long as you can, because you know when you're out, it's going to be a hell of a job to get back in.
And obviously due to that, there have been numerous players coming in, and it's credit to the atmosphere in this place that they seem to have just settled in really quickly.
Yeah, 100%. You know, obviously the one right now is Dave Winfield. You know, he come in and had a great game for his first game. You know, coming in, it's sometimes it's hard to gel with the lads, but he's come in and he's been part of the team straight away. And also a few of the lads that have left, you know, with Alfie, Rams, you know, they were big parts of our team, and I think it's a credit to them. You know, they've come to the non-league, done what they had to do here, and now they are, both of them were against each other and in the Championship. So, you know, I think it speaks volumes for the players we're attracting at the club.
And obviously now turn our attention to the FA Trophy, a competition that holds good memories for you.
Yeah, you know, it was great to get to the final. You know, it was a long, hard journey, ups and downs, always ups and downs. But, you know, I think we've been successful in this cup, and I know 100% the gaffer wants to, and the boys that were here, you know, when we went to the final, I think we have a few demons to put to rest. So, you know, we hope to have a good cup run.
And it's away to Dorking, obviously a 3G pitch, but a side who are flying high in the Conference South and will be full of confidence.
100%, you know, I know a few of the boys at Dorking, to be fair, and, you know, they're great lads, and they're doing well, and it's good to see them doing well in the league. But, you know, when it comes to Saturday, it's going to be us against them, and, you know, they're a great side. We'll treat it like we have been treating every other game. It's another game. We'll go there, give them the respect they're due, but, you know, we'll also go there and hope to, you know, put on our best performance.
A lot of people will be looking forward to their time off over Christmas. Mm. And what's it like in the life of a professional footballer? It's a really busy time, isn't it?
Yeah, busy, yeah. It's a lot of sacrifice, I'd say, even more so now than maybe other years. I think especially now we could be on the verge of something special here. I think that will make the boys even more willing to sacrifice, maybe going out over Christmas, seeing, you know, going out with friends, maybe where they're, you know, going out drinking, spending late nights. We'll be at home, you know, preparing for the next games coming up. But, you know, that's what you've got to do if you want to do things in this league.
Jack, thank you, and best luck for the game.
Thank you very much.
Great to hear from Jack there, Matt. Always brilliant as usual. Obviously refers to players coming and going, injuries, etc. And obviously we've got another squad update today.
We have, yes, somebody who's on their way out, Corey Henry. Obviously everybody here wishes him the very best of luck. Hasn't had as much game time as he would have liked this season, not featured much since pre-season, unfortunately. And a player, listen, who's got great potential and has got the tools to be a really, really good footballer. He's only 19 at the end of the day. He's got a lot of time to develop, and he's gone to join Mark Goldberg at Welling, who obviously he was with on loan for a short period earlier this season.
Short spell, though, by the sound.
Yeah, four goals against Braintree's former club, so I'm pretty sure they're going to be hoping for more of the same from him. So best of luck to him. We'll keep tabs on how he's doing, and thank you to someone who was just a real pleasure to have around. He was a really, really nice guy and always very positive, always there for a chat, and yeah, really nice guy. Best of luck to him.
Definitely slightly surprised by that one. I think like you say, I don't think you're gonna have to keep tabs on him. I'm pretty sure it's going to be pretty obvious in the Conference South. You'd like to think he's going to be able to rip it up at that level. Mm. And like you said, his shorts felt well, and he clearly did that. So he clearly wants to, you can see why Welling wanted him, you can see why he wants game time. Yeah, and it just hasn't come, unfortunately, with us. So, no, we genuinely wish you the best of luck. It was lovely to see him today. And like Matt says, I'm sure we'll all be keeping track of that one. Interviews galore this week, Matt.
It is, yeah. Another good person to catch up with is Luke Coulson. He's got a lot going on at the minute, away from just playing, which I'll cover in the interview.
But how's he doing in the fantasy football? Because he helped organise all that, didn't he?
He is the chief of our fantasy football league, isn't he?
Well, I've logged on once and did the team at the start of the year. And
I'm not going to comment on where either of us are, Jeff.
Anything since. I
think I'm doing all right.
I'm rock bottom.
Oh, here he is, chirping up.
Cookie's back. He's got too much time.
Sorry,
he's come back in with free quality streak.
He's gone to change his fantasy team just then, hasn't he? That's why he disappeared off.
I've come back with a cup of tea I've made for myself.
Brilliant.
Oh, thanks. How's number one doing?
Obviously doing work as well.
Where's cooking the fantasy team?
I'm doing really well at the minute. I think I'm top half of the table. I'm about 40, 50 points away from top. So I've had a really good run since doing my changes.
Brilliant. Anyway, we're talking about interviews. We're about to listen to an interview with Luke Coulson. You like Luke, don't you? He's one of your favourite players.
Look, I think, I said it before, I'll say it again. Last year wasn't in the best run of form, I think. Bottom half of the table. And I think Luke is probably...
You finish your suite.
Arguably, I was actually taking an in-breath. I think he's one of the best signings we've ever had. I think coming in to the squad, I think when we were struggling last year a bit, he's come in and he changed the squad for us.
Changed our season round.
There's numerous leaders amongst our group, clearly, and he's clearly one of them. And I think he comes across
fantastic
like that whenever
well.
You hear from him.
But I think he's a fantastic player and definitely changed around our fortunes last year.
Matt, you had the pleasure this week of catching up with him, and here's what he had to say.
Luke Coulson, 2 assists for you last week, and we were just chatting about it. Top assists in the National League now. You must be really pleased with that.
Yeah, but it's not that big a thing at the minute for me. Obviously, it's where we are in the table, and it was a great win last week to come from behind against a team that are obviously struggling, but we knew they were going to be up for it, and now obviously focusing on Saturday.
And perhaps not the best, or not at our best in the first half, but we were able to turn it around with, 15 minutes left. Says a lot about the character and belief in the team, doesn't it?
I think we've done that quite a lot this year, having been down and come back. You know, we were 3-0 down to Harrogate and came back to 3-3. We've done it time and time again, which shows the like you said, the character, the attitude, and really just the unity of the squad and the belief.
And a player you've played with before, Dave Winfield, coming in, must be great to have that experience on board as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's a great character to have around the changing room. He was a real leader at Ebbsfleet, who helped us get where we got to, and he's definitely going to add to the squad, you know, and challenge us on the field and off the field to be more professional and get the jobs done.
And we turn our attention to the FA Trophy. Is that a competition which has treated you well over the years?
Absolutely not. Can't remember for the life of me. Obviously not as well as Bromley, but you know, I want to be part of that, and that's why we're fully focused on it. So hopefully Saturday brings a good result. That's what we'll be hoping for, you know, and we go forward.
And I spoke to Jack earlier just about what a testing season it's been, and everyone's had to dig in really deep. You've had to play right back. Several players have had to play out of position at times. And again, does that just unite the squad that little bit more?
Absolutely. And I think it's just, you know, it's a credit to the recruitment of the gaffer, that he's brought in players that are, you know, can play in a variety of positions. And then, like you said, it adds to, you know, everybody mingling in and digging in, knowing that you've got someone who can fill in for you. And again, we're going to need that with the injuries and the suspensions that we've got. But, you know, there's still that growing confidence that we'll go and get the job done.
And obviously second or third in the league, joint second, if you like, as things stand. How do you feel about that? At the start of the season, would you have predicted that?
I'd like to say yes. I think that, you know, I knew how good the players were. I knew how good the players were that the gaffer was bringing in, and I knew the ethos and where we were going with the club. I think other people would have been surprised, definitely, and I think that's been widely regarded around the league. But definitely a great position to move on forward. We know how important Christmas is, and hopefully we can really take momentum from that and push on into the 2020.
And something that those of us around the cup will have seen over the past couple of weeks, you've been putting in the extra hours doing your UEFA B coaching. How's that been going?
Yeah, brilliant. Myself and Josh Reese are nearly done now. We did our final presentations the other day, and I chewed their ears off, as I usually do. So it's gone really well for the pair of us, and hopefully ticked off before Christmas.
And obviously you've been working with some of the young talent in the academy as well. How's that been?
Yeah, brilliant. You know, they've got a great attitude, and there's a willingness to learn. A lot of them train twice a day, even though they don't have to. Which is great when you're a young kid and you can do that, and they're really making the most of, you know, the coach's time, our time, you know, and the future's bright for them.
Well, Luke, best of luck and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Matt, no doubt a pleasure as always catch up with Luke.
Yeah, he's brilliant, isn't he? He's a really, really good speaker, very articulate, knows the game very, very well, just aside from playing it. I think that shows in the fact he's taken on his UEFA B, and it's great to see him doing the coaching along with Josh Reese. On every Thursday, I think it is, isn't it?
Yes.
On a weekly basis, coaching the academy sides. And I know it's something he really enjoys as well. Obviously, Jake Goodman getting involved in that as well, in terms of the coaching. We're going to hear from him in a bit as well.
Yeah, Jake does the under-15s. He manages the youth academy. He's got a team in there. But yeah, we catch up with him in the with the interview after this one.
A great signing, like you were saying earlier last year, and excuse me, along with JJ Hooper, really, really turned our fortunes around. So, yeah, great to have him on board. And like you say, a great character as well. Both when he comes into the office, always cracks a joke, always has a chat. And I know in the dressing room as well, very, very popular figure. So, yeah, always a pleasure.
Okay, moving on to tomorrow's events. Sorry, apologies if you're listening on Friday. I know a lot of you have a morning ritual of listening to this on Saturday. Saturday's events, we are travelling to Dorking in the FA Trophy.
Yes, I believe, and I'm sure Colin Head or somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the first ever meeting we've had with Dorking Wanderers. We played the old Dorking FC in the past, but Dorking Wanderers obviously is quite a new club. It's not the greatest surprise. This is our first meeting with them. You mentioned earlier they are in the playoff spots of the Conference South. They're actually in sixth place at the moment, having played 20 games, 33 points, goal difference of plus two, winning nine, drawing six and losing five. Familiar face to Bromley fans, Jack Barham, who was on loan briefly with us last season from Barnet for a handful of games, is now playing for them and actually scoring goals. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to visiting. It's a new ground for me, another 3G pitch as well. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's the most local I've been this season. It's about 10 minutes from where I live at the minute, so I can't wait. Matt, obviously, you mentioned Jack Barham, but there's another bloke that's probably a bit more of, we say, Matt's man before every game. So who would you say that's the biggest threat probably to
Jason Pryor as well is another one. He's an established player at that level, played for numerous clubs and scored goals. So they've got a really in-form front two tomorrow if they go for those two. And they've got good players all over the pitch, really. The goalkeeper is very highly rated. So, listen, it's going to be a real challenge for us. But we go there hoping for a progression to the next round, fingers crossed.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a tough one all round. Like you say, where they are in the league, how well they're doing, etc. And also, you can't help self-consciously have an eye on the 21st in your head and Eastleigh and the league and what we need to do on that Saturday and what we want to go for us and stuff like that. And yeah, it's going to be a real tough test, I think, tomorrow to make sure they go out there and do a professional job and progress. And who was it the year before? Year four last, obviously, just started the run. Was it Hartley Whitney?
Hartley Whitney, yeah.
You know, it was, completely different pitch, etc. But I don't. It's just got that feel about it that I don't even know why I'm questioning because I know they will. But you're going to need that level of professionalism tomorrow to turn up there and do a professional job in order to progress. And I think the last thing anybody wants with the injuries, etc., and stuff that we have at the moment would be a replay, for example, or anything like that. So you really want to go there and get the job done. And talk about Dorking, we actually managed to catch up with someone there. Can you remember who it was?
It was, fill this gap, please.
I must apologise because a massive thank you to them for taking out the time and sending us over a little audio clip. We always like to hear from the home side regarding their own club.
Gary Pascoe, who's a matchday commentator at Dorking.
Fantastic. And here's what Gary had to say about his club.
I'm just going to say a few words about the big game in the FA Trophy first round tomorrow. Bromley in the Vanarama National League and sitting in third place are visiting Dorking Wanderers, who are in the National League South and are sitting in sixth place. On paper, Bromley should win this game, 26 places higher, and with the players they have, it should be an away win. But as everyone knows in Cup football, it's a little bit different. Dorking Wanderers, they're coming into this game with a lot of confidence. Unbeaten in six games in all competition. They have three clean sheets, scoring 13 goals and conceding only seven goals. They've only been beaten twice at home in 11 games. Players to look out for tomorrow. Jack Barham, on loan from Barnet. He has settled in really well now and he's on fire at the moment, scoring six in the last five games. Jason Pryor is back on Saturday from a slight calf injury. He has seven goals this season. Also, the hard-working midfielders, Jake Gallagher, Luke Moore and Niall McManus, who work tirelessly in midfield. And don't forget the wingers, Matt Briggs. On his day, he is a match winner. And Jimmy Mewett, who scored two in the last two games, he's settled in now, coming from Bognor Regis Town. On another note, manager Mark Wyatt has said this game is a bit of a freebie. but Dorking Wanderers always seem to step up when playing against teams around them or above. They're expecting about 1,500 people tomorrow, so it's going to be very noisy and busy. And I'm really looking forward to this game, so I hope to see you there.
A big thank you to Gary there for providing us with that. I don't know if we're allowed to or not, but I think we're planning to provide audio commentary from the game tomorrow. For those of you not making the trip on Saturday, over on the website, bromleyfc.co.uk, as normal. Now, Matt, we usually end our podcast with previewing the upcoming fixture. However, we had the pleasure of witnessing something this afternoon that we haven't witnessed for a while.
Yeah, I think if anybody's seen our club Instagram story today, it was I didn't actually know it was happening despite being here. Jake Goodman, first training session back today for God knows how many months now.
With
the team. It's been what, 6-7 months, more than that?
It's been since February. It was just after the injury to. It was just if you pass me the mic, cheers, mate. It was just after the Adameke injury. Obviously, done at that time. He tried to walk off the pitch. He had done his what we then didn't know is obviously how bad his knee injury was. So he'd done some damage to his knee, but it turned out it was his ACL, his MCL. He'd completely ruined his knee. Had the operation and. He's been rehabilitating with our new physio. He's been working in the off season doing light work, and he'll be out before the players started training, just doing a little bits here and there what he can manage. He's been increasing his training. I'll tell you what, as well, because obviously it's winter and the players dress up more, and they're in their three quarter zip tops their quarter zip tops and stuff. They're always wrapped up. He was in the bar the other day, just shorts and t-shirt, and he looks lean as he's lost even more weight. Fantastic effort from what he's gone through to keep fit as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think we've heard from him a couple of times already, haven't we, during the process, and every time you hear him he sounds very positive, and you know, he's clearly enjoying the other side of the role now as well, being involved.
But the grin on his face this morning after training, sorry, as well, when caught up with him, he hasn't stopped smiling. He's wanted to get to this point for so long, and the physio and the doctors have been saying, you need to do this, you need to do that. And the last visit he had to the doctors, they actually turned around to him and said, we expect you back training at a certain time. I think it was the off-season. And now they said, we think you'll be able to get back before the end of the season, like April time, with regards to how much you can actually get involved at, with regards to contact training and stuff. He certainly starts it earlier, but he's had to be reined in a bit from our physio and the doctors because he wants to go in now. But the grin on his face, training with the lads again today, it was received well, obviously, on Instagram and social media. But it is what you had to say. I mean, grinning from ear to ear all afternoon, he's brilliant.
Friday afternoon, joined by Jake Goodman. Jake, it's always good to catch up with you. It's been a couple of months. It's been a exciting couple of months for you, let's say, especially that with some good news about your injury that you suffered last season.
Yeah, good news. I'm back in training now with the boys. Been given all clear by the physios, all the tests that I've needed to pass, I've passed them, and now today was my first day back outside training with the lads.
How was it for you?
It was exciting, but I obviously got to be held back a little bit because I'd like to go straight in and put a few tackles in, but I know I'm not allowed to, and everyone would pull me back.
Whilst it is obviously fantastic to have you back, there is a limit, say, not at the moment to get too excited, because this is going back, resuming light training. You can't make contact, you can't go in for tackles, anything like that. So with regards to match preparation and playing games, you have to take a step back from at the moment, don't you?
Yes, got to take a step back from that. So it is purely just non-contact. So it'll be the passing drills, the patterns of play that we do, where there's no tackles that can be made. That's everything I'll be involved in. And then obviously I'll just keep doing my fitness work, keep doing my running, keep doing my cardio, get that as high as possible to give me the best possible chance to get back in the team quicker.
Fantastic. And obviously, just going into it, your under-15s side that you've been managing in the Academy Youth has been doing really well as well. Let's talk through that a bit.
Yeah, so I took the under-15s of the Bromley lot, and they've been fantastic. It's a dream and delightful to work with. Their attitude is phenomenal, and I'd love to see them come through the system and hopefully see them here one day and be a part of it.
And there is potential for some of them that you see?
Loads of potential, massive potential. Every player I've got, I see loads and loads of potential.
And it's exciting seeing how you was brought for as a youth from Millwall, etc., and how you're brought into you can pass that knowledge on to them. Is that right?
Yeah, just trying to give them the right advice and right way of playing football. Obviously, they'll learn so many different things off so many different coaches. Obviously, if I can just keep learning them the basics of football, and hopefully they'll go on with a good attitude like they have at the moment and kick on.
Brilliant. And what type of manager are you? Are you aggressive? Are you friendly? Are you an arm around the shoulder type of guy, or are you shouting on the touchline?
Well, to be fair, I've done an academy game a couple of weeks back, and Sean timed me on how long I stayed quiet for, and I was quiet for 4 seconds and that was the longest time I was quiet. So I do like to continually coach through it.
Vocal, yeah.
But I wouldn't say I'm very shouty. I would say I'd like just give advice on the side.
That's brilliant, Jake. It's fantastic to see you back, and no doubt we'll catch you over the next month or so with further progress on your development and your return to training. So, Jake, thank you very much.
Lovely, thank you.
What a lovely way to end the show, guys.
Always end on a positive. Even more positive news, though, Jeff. Football Manager is for sale in the club shop, and I believe...
Oh, yeah, we've still got some left.
Yeah,
we do, yeah.
Chesterfield were selling it for £25 the other day on their online with their social media.
We're outrageous.
Selling it for £15.
Where else is selling it for that money, brand new? I want to know. Answers on a postcard, please. But yeah, we've still got some left. They've sold really well. We've been selling copies all over the country, actually, shipping them out on a daily basis, pretty much. So there's that, and plenty more items available in the club shop. So do have a look. We are getting a lot of orders coming in, obviously, in time for Christmas.
You're going to set a deadline for Christmas, aren't you?
We are, yeah. It's going to have to get to this point. The club shop is that big time now. We're going to have to start setting deadlines.
That's it. Hats and scarves as well. Keep warm in the winter.
Yep, winter hats. Unfortunately, the bubble hats have just sold out. They've been so incredibly popular, but we still have some of the winter hats left. And the new scarves are
before
here,
we get a ton of complaints. We do know that we've got need to improve in the club shop.
Yes,
you know there are certain items there which are fantastic, but there are certain items that are missing, and we've got to do better, and we know that. I was trying to end it on a positive. I'll say I've sort of screwed it up now.
Yeah, that went down.
But no, honestly, a big thank you to everybody who's tuned in, listened, downloaded. Oh, what have I said? I said it last week. I was supposed to ask people to subscribe, aren't I?
Like, comment and subscribe.
Like, comment and subscribe. Is that what it is? So I then they get a little notification every time the show comes out.
Didn't you get one the other day?
I did get one, yeah, the other day to tell me that it's gone live. Considering I recorded it,
Show, yeah.
Again, a big thank you. We'll be hopefully live with commentary tomorrow from Dorking over on the website. Like bromleyfc.co.uk. Don't forget, week after that, we are at home to Eastleigh, Saturday the 21st of December. I love a bit of football around Christmas time, and I'm sure this game will be another fantastic occasion. And we've got a party in the Ravens Bar afterwards, haven't we?
Well, yeah, we do indeed. Can't wait. We've got DJ and karaoke.
Oh, no.
So, Jeff with a bit of Sweet Caroline.
Don't let that put you off. Big thank you once again, and we'll be back next week. You could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.